USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will be giving an Omicron variant-focused speech on Tuesday. That's according to the White House. The announcement comes as on Friday, 193,305 new cases of COVID-19 were reported and 2,171 deaths. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. First Call Medical Center Director Dr. Rob Elfenbein joins Fox News and describes the severity of Omicron cases.
The data out of South Africa and out of Israel has been suggesting for some time that the Omicron variant, while it may be more infectious, is less virulent in terms of its ability to cause serious illness.
This as the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit in Cincinnati has reinstated the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for large companies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott confirms his state is picking up the slack regarding the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border.
Governor Abbott on Friday retweeted Fox News reporter Bill Malusian, who announced that the first wall panels have gone up in Starr County, Texas, in the Rio Grande Valley, adding that the wall is the result of state land, state money. In the tweet, Abbott added that Texas has officially started building its own border wall since President Joe Biden allows open border policies and refuses to enforce laws passed by Congress, and that Texas is stepping up to do the federal government's job. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
It's a violent start to the weekend in Baltimore. Police saying two people are dead and more than a dozen injured in a series of shootings that began Friday afternoon. Five people were shot in one incident that left a 36-year-old man dead and four other victims being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A holiday favorite in the Big Apple is not happening this year. From our USA Radio News Cape Cod Bureau, Chris Barnes has the details.
Many things have reopened. Many restrictions had been rolled back, but now because of a surge again, a lot of disappointed tourists in New York City are having to deal with the fact that the Radio City Rockettes have announced they're ending their season early because of the COVID outbreak among the production staff.
Not happy about it at all. This is our senior trip. We flew up here from Georgia.
We came from Virginia, so it's a long ride, and we came up here, and we bought tickets 2 months ago.
It's just a long way to come to be disappointed.
Tickets for the canceled shows are supposed to be refunded. New York State saw a new record there for the highest number of new infections in a single day as results on Thursday were made public. Just over 21,000 people in a city testing positive for the virus.
The defense is resting in the case of a Minneapolis police officer accused of killing Dante Wright during a traffic stop. Kim Potter claims she meant to use her taser on Dante Wright when he resisted arrest earlier this year, but accidentally grabbed her gun and shot him instead. On the stand, Potter telling defense lawyers things went chaotic during the traffic stop. Wright did have a warrant out for his arrest. Potter is facing manslaughter charges, which carry a maximum sentence of 15 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.